Today is the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. There is a prelude to the announcements. It's the eighth station of the cross. Hopefully all of you memorize that. The eighth station, in there it says, "Weep not for me, but for yourselves and your children." Don't forget that some of you might be focused upon a voice, but that is not the purpose of the pulpit today. So our Lord said to those who saw him suffering, "Weep not for me, but for yourselves and your children." The words from today are for you and your offspring. And God willing, you're not distracted by the voice, the instrument. I do feel much, much better than I sound. The Capital Projects is a second collection today. There is something happening every day this week. Please see the bulletin. Everything but Friday, although we still will live on that day. Tomorrow there is the Altar and Rosary Society meeting. Tuesday is the Adult Catechism at 7:30. Wednesday, if you would like to attend in Mexico, which is about 45 minutes north, the varsity soccer boys team is playing in the semifinals for the sectional game if you want to go, thanks to their great work and your help. But that will be at, I think, 7 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday. On Thursday, there's the marriage conference for all those aspiring to marriage or currently married. And then on Saturday, there's a party. Firstly, a run. Hopefully, we'll have the reparation run on Saturday due to the game on Wednesday. And also, there's an All Saints Day party. Please see the bulletin and sign up on regards to that if you can. And lastly, next Sunday is Christ the King. Even those visitors, remember to think of that procession of Christ the King this coming Sunday. That should be our focus. We have a week to prepare. We should go out in numbers. Our Lord is waiting. Today after Mass, there is still the Adult Catechism here for those who would like to attend. And there is the Children Catechism as well in the respective classrooms. And most likely Father Belling, the priest from Poland, should be offering confessions during this Mass in the lab. Not during the sermon, but after it, you may attend. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from Ephesians chapter 5. Brethren, see how you walk circumspectly, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, become not unwise, but understanding what is the will of God. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is luxury, but be ye filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual canticles, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always in all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God and the Father, being subject one to another in the fear of Christ. The Gospel is taken from St. John chapter 4. At that time, there was a certain ruler whose son was sick at Capernaum. He, having heard Jesus was come from Judea into Galilee, went to him and prayed him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not." The ruler said to him, "Lord, come down before my son dies." Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy son lives." The man believed the word which Jesus said to him and went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him, and they brought word, saying that his son lived. And he asked, therefore, of him the hour wherein he grew better. And he said to him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him." The father therefore knew that that was at the same hour that Jesus said to him, "Thy son lives." And he himself believed, and his whole household. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Lest I forget, especially for the visitors, we do have a concert from the Academy at 1 o'clock here. The 7th through 12th graders will perform a fall concert. There is free admission if you want to come. My heart is ready, O Lord, my heart is ready. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, Holy Mother Church prepares us in many ways for this coming Sunday. This 20th Sunday after Pentecost is not always preceding the Feast of Christ the King, but today we want to extract from the liturgy and from the poor instrument and from the circumstances around us what we want to do for this coming Sunday. But we have to begin the words of Psalm 107, which is between the epistle and the gospel. My heart is ready, O Lord, my heart is ready. For what? And are we? We are meant to be soldiers of Christ. We are not meant to be spineless, unconvicted, and do what we will. We are to be soldiers of Christ. And this coming Sunday, every year we have the opportunity to go out in droves, and yet how many people have an excuse, be it a sick child, be it some other obligation, but we are now prepared for this coming Sunday to go out as we can. God will judge. And of course, people can fall sick. But really, if this is our opportunity to go out and show the world that we care about what they think is bread and they think is ridiculous, let us go together. Let us unite under this understanding that the Blessed Sacrament going outside these walls is something we want. Next month, we are hoping against hope that there will be a change in politics. Well, why do we not put our eggs in the basket of this Christ the King procession? That said, let us try to think of what we will do today from the Epistle and Gospel. The Catechism of the Council of Trent brings to us two thoughts. One is dogmatic, that of extreme unction, and that of moral, the moral life, that is the virtue of prudence. We will see that both of these ideas link with preparation for this coming Sunday. We want to prepare for our death. It is a matter of faith that that last sacrament, the seventh, final one, which not everyone receives, not anyone can receive at a given point in their life, but all of us should wish to receive it and die a prepared death. It's a sacrament that we want to offer to others. There was a person who called yesterday on behalf of their daughter who is suffering from an illness. She is eligible for extreme unction. And thanks to her call and our ability, she received extreme unction yesterday. She is prepared to die. Will she die? God knows. Is she prepared to die? Yes. Would we not all wish to be prepared to die? And that is what extreme unction is. It is an opportunity for us to increase in grace and potentially increase in physical health. And that is what takes place today in today's gospel. That centurion, that public man, that figure in the world who had great faith in our Lord and sought from him the healing of his son. But our Lord says, as we often hear, you just want some miracle, some wonder. You want some spectacle. As Americans, especially in modern people, we look for that. We want something dazzling. And we have to be honest. That Eucharistic procession with our Lord on Christ the King is not that dazzling. And therefore, children are not interested. It's a longer Mass. People coming back after they've gone to low Mass, it's inconvenient. But our Lord says to us today, do you look for spectacle? Do you look for these dazzling things? Or do you rather care about me, Almighty God, who has given us our health, our life, our means, our children? And so for that, let us try to recollect today how we will try to afford others this sacrament of extreme unction. You have been told that there are seven priests currently stationed here. More extreme unctions should be offered. There are people who do not contact us, are not known. You have relatives, friends, neighbors who should receive not the blessing of the sick, but extreme unction. If you need to learn about this dogmatic point, inquire. That is why there is Tuesday night catechism. That is why we try to learn from each other. But don't forget that extreme unction is that opportunity for us to purify all temporal punishment due to sin. You should be going to confession during that sacrament. That is what we call the last rites. It is three sacraments of confession, extreme unction, and Holy Communion. But extreme unction in itself has within it the opportunity for the priest to say, would you like to confess? And typically people do. But not always is that person able to do so because they're comatose. They've had a grave accident where the person who cared for them waited too long. And therefore, they're not able to make a good confession. Let us afford people this sacrament earlier than not. The priest will judge if they're able. But let us have a great faith in this sacrament. Let us love to have the priest at our bedside. And let us not fear the black cassock, which the world thinks is demonic. The world thinks is deathly. But rather, it is the instrument of life. We have to be convinced of that ourselves. The second part is that moral character, that we have to have the virtue of prudence. Prudence is that virtue by which we know when, where, how, and with whom to do something. Should we go on this Eucharistic procession, if it's raining and thundering, the virtue of prudence will say no. But yet, those who see it in the forecast and don't come are those lacking the virtue of faith to begin and lacking that prayer with confidence. Meteorologists have scratched their heads for centuries because the prayers of faithful Catholics have changed the course of their thoughts. God is in control. And too many times our processions have had fewer people because they looked at the weather and they did not have confidence in their prayers and ultimately in Almighty God. Let us pray for these graces. And you know those miracles that have happened. St. Mary's, Kansas, to be one, is when a tornado came into that nearby place. The tornado split or jumped, whatever it be, and passed by St. Mary's, Kansas. That is where there was the Jesuit Foundation, and currently we have the largest SSPX church being built in the world. There is something great there, and God preserves those who love him. Would it not be the same here when the storm clouds do not drench this place, but others? We're not looking for a spectacle. We're looking for faith, and in this case, the virtue of prudence. Does it not make sense that when we're challenged with crises, that we should go to the source of all good, the source of all blessing, Almighty God? If we want to stand behind his banner, that's prudence, now. Not just before and not just after, but now. It is prudence to bring others to see our faith. The people who have come to the soccer games recently have been dumbfounded. The guests who came yesterday brought their own music because they knew we would not have rap music playing before the soccer game. So they had to play their music to get pumped up. It's this modern idea that we are different, which is great. But are we really different in our faith with God? That's a question we have to answer ourselves. And as we hear in today's epistle, it says, wherefore, become not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is luxury, but be you filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing and great, making melody in your hearts to the Lord. You'll have that opportunity in the procession to sing. Please sing before this Mass. Please sing after this Mass. You are able to sing in church. Let us take those people who have the gusto and the ability to use our melody for the love of God. But of course we will drink wine and celebrate with people. All Saints Day, the party on Saturday. But let us not just be filled with this luxury. Let us also seek the will of God, which would be that we all process behind him in great strength and number. So now, as we try to conclude going into this Mass wherein we adore Almighty God, let us commit ourselves to make the procession this Sunday. Of course, not all of us can, But don't make that excuse that you don't know if you have time. You should know your schedule for Sunday. God will provide. Be prudent and also have that faith that if you put your petitions with our Lord at the Eucharistic procession on a feast of his kingship, would we not be granted what we ask? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.